Welcome to Bishop Atto Dixon's podcast. Bishop Atto Dixon is the true son of Bishop Dagwood Mills and the convener of the Healing Jesus Mission International. Listen and be blessed as he shares with you deep messages from the Word of God.
Let us share a word of prayer. Father, we bless and thank you and give you all the glory and praise for this beautiful time in your presence. We thank you for the sweet influence of your Spirit. We thank you for the supply of your Spirit. We thank you, Lord, that God, anytime you gather your children, Lord, like the hen gathers a chick, you have something in stock for your church. And so, Lord, we know for sure that the entrance of your word is bringing illumination, is bringing light, is bringing direction, is bringing instruction, is bringing correction, is bringing reproof, oh God, because you want us to be thoroughly finished unto every good work. I pray that stir up, oh God, giftings in people as they hear your word. Stir up talents, oh God. Stir up graces, oh God. And above all, I pray that put in us a desire to long for you and to serve you and to love you and to get closer and deeper with you. Now I pray, oh God, that someone is walking in here, Lord, with a heavy burden at heart. I pray that may the person not live here the same. Holy Spirit, I pray that you will heal and touch in the mighty name of Jesus. Every spirit of depression represented here, this is not a place you can come and leave the same. I pray that that depression is lifting in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that as your word, oh God, is preached, let the entrance of it, Lord, bring light. Let it bring understanding. Your word says you sent forth your word, you heal them of their diseases and cleanse them from all their destruction. I pray that healing, which is a children's bread, will be the portion of your children this morning. Heal us spiritually, heal us, oh God, mentally, heal us, oh God, physically, that we will live here knowing that of a truth we have had an encounter with you. We are grateful. Holy Spirit, we are grateful. We are grateful for your presence. We are grateful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' precious name. And all the saints of the Lord shouted a big amen. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, this morning I continue teaching on those who are thankful. Those who are thankful. Turn to somebody. Ask the person, are you thankful? Now, when we say somebody is thankful, it means he's full of gratitude. Is that Auntie Rita? It's good to see you. Wow, Auntie Rita from UK. You're welcome. Hallelujah. Now, those who are thankful are people who have remembrance. Hallelujah. Did you hear what I said? I said, those who are thankful, usually they remember things. Those who are not thankful, they are very forgetful. Their memory is short-lived. Amen. And God expects us to be thankful. Why? Because when the 10 lepers were cleansed, when the one came to give thanks, Jesus asked, where are the 9? It means that he was expected that the 9 would do the same. So God expects you to be thankful. To be thankful to him in all things. Hallelujah. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse number 7, the Bible talks about the fact that God does not see as man sees. It says, but the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. Say after me, the Lord seeth not as man seeth. Man has a way of seeing. Hallelujah. And God also has a way of seeing. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. So God sees beyond what the natural man sees. The Bible says that never allow the countenance of the person to deceive you. And we learned that thankfulness is not only expressed when you verbalize it and say thank you. You can say thank you with your mouth, but your heart is far away. Thank you can become a cliche. Something that you say is like saying good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Hallelujah. So you find people who say thank you. And then later, they'll say, how many times do you want me to say thank you? I've said thank you, what should I do again? If a person is really thankful, he would continue to say thank you. He will continue to show gratitude. And usually the thank you is expressed in a deep form of love and appreciation for what has been done for you by the Lord. Hallelujah. We learned that Paul did not only say thank you with his mouth or with his lips. Paul said thank you through the many things that he even suffered. When you appreciate something, you are ready to die for it. True or not true? Hallelujah. And so the Bible says that God will not see your thank you by the words that you have just said. God will see your thank you right from the heart, because God looks from the angle of the heart, whilst man looks from the angle of the countenance. Hallelujah. Not all smiles are smiles. Not all kisses are kisses. I know a man in the Bible who gave a kiss. And after giving the kiss, the next he did was to execute. That kiss was a kiss of betrayal. And so some of you ladies, the guy says, I love you. I love you. If you can allow me to have sex with you, you will see that I will express myself very well. You can have love with you can have sex with somebody without necessarily loving the person. And ladies, that's what you must understand. That the fact that the guy slept with you doesn't mean that he loves you. Why yes, sir, na time be na uje jaohono. You have only been conquered, that's all. Alexander the Great, I see, I saw, I conquer. Hallelujah. And so you need to express your gratitude, your thankfulness from the perspective where and how God sees. It must be your interest. And I always say that, have you been in a situation where you were trying to execute something with a very good intention and it backfired? Have you been there before? And then you see that the interpretation that is given to the thing, you are even shocked at it that, oh, I was rather showing love. Look at how the whole thing, Charlie, let me grab the church, me, I'll stop. What kind of life? Oh, wait till man will see before. Hallelujah. But if you have good intention, continue having a good intention. Don't let the situation kill you. Don't let the situation hold you back. Don't let the situation stop you from continuing doing good. The Bible says that do not be weary in well-doing. For in due season, you will reap if you faint not. You shouldn't be tired of doing good. You shouldn't be tired of expressing thanks. You shouldn't be tired of showing appreciation. Some of us are so tired in our marriage that we are coexisting. We are roommates. Your roommate, If the roommate likes, he can offer you food. If he doesn't like, he'll offer you food. Period. But I pray that there shall be an expression of love. I said, I pray that there shall be an expression of love. There will be deep expression of love and thankfulness and appreciation even for each other if you are a married couple. Listen to me. Years is just numbers. Because you have somebody who says, look, Charlie, I've been married for 30 years. 30 solid years. It's not about the 30 years, it's about the content in the marriage. Did you hear what I said? I said it's not about the chronology. It is about content. I said what? Content. Say it to me, content. What you are putting it. The investment you are putting it. The expressions you are putting it. The love you are putting it. That is what matters most. Oh yeah. Jesus, the Bible says that these people, they love me with their lips, pa. They can give raps, pa. They are able to say nice things, pa. But from their heart, very far. May your love for Jesus be from the heart. May it be deep, deep, deep from the heart. Hallelujah. You see, when you love something and you are engaged in that thing, you never get exhausted. You never get tired. Yeah. There are some people that the work they do is actually a play for them. So that's how come you would say that Akwawe Oyejuma, he works so hard, he never gets tired. You will never get tired when you love what you are doing. You get exhausted when you don't love what you are doing. You are a preacher, you are tired of preaching. Oh, you preach one service, so I say, oh, Charlie, if I it no be easy, oh, Charlie, ministry no be easy. What ministry is not easy? Why do you think the Lord gave us the Holy Spirit? Because he knew that it was not easy. And so you depend on him, you rely on him, and the energy to spend time with the Holy Spirit sometimes is even the problem of pastors. Don't have time, you are busy, you go, it's like you are sweaty and everything. Then you come back, hey, home, grum, grum, brah, home, grum, grum, brah, then home, grum, grum, will come. You think that's how it works. It doesn't work that way. He says, they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagle. They shall run and they will not be weary. They will walk and do not faint. It's about waiting, spending quality time with the Lord. Quality time. Charlie, I want to preach like Bishop Dak, pa. I want to be able to check the word, pa. Let me tell you something. It does not just happen. You need adequate time spending with the Lord and His Spirit. Amen. So, number one, we learned that to express thanks, God has given us believers a vision. Even if you don't have a personalized vision, there is a corporate vision. And the vision is go out and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son. This was a general instruction for you and I. Now the question is that, have you done it? Have you done it? Do you intend to do it? And will you do it? Is it something that is of interest to you, or your selling of Kelewele that is interesting to you? Or your business, that's what is interesting to you? Your selling of door locks and doors. That's the bit of saying, I put to you at the law courts. Because see, at the end of the day, brothers and sisters, everything that we are doing, it will go through fire. It will be tested with fire. Our works will be tested with fire. And depending on the type of substance and the material you build your work with, it will either come out as pure gold or it will be like Jebru As the Fantis would say, Jebru. Jebru means charcoal. If you don't know, I'm telling you today, that is Jebru. How do you say it in a way? Akaka. Aka. Ubeka. May the Lord help us. Lift your hand and say, Lord, help me. Help me to be thankful all the time. And help me to express it the way you want me to express it. Hallelujah. So, we need to express ourselves, our thanks. Even number one, we need to appreciate our salvation. How many of you appreciate your salvation? You see, when we talk about salvation, people, it's like just a mere word. But I am telling you that you could have been in a situation where Satan, you would have become an agent of Satan. And let me tell you something. The talents and the gifts you experience on earth today is given by God. Michael Jackson's was given by God. Elvis Presley's was given by God. Whitney Houston's was given by God. MC Hammer's was given by God. All the gifts that you see. But the question is, what did they use it for? Yeah. What's the difference between Lady Pastor Nana, who is singing here, and Whitney Houston, who is singing at the nightclub? She has chosen to use the gift in the house of God. She chose to use her gift in the clubhouse. When the end comes, every works will be tested with fire. So I hear people say, Abonsam song. This is Abonsam song. Don't listen. Yes, it is an Abonsam song. But the gift itself was offered by God. And to appreciate that gift, you use that gift for him and him alone. That's what it means. Yeah. May you use the gifts for the Lord. May you use your talents for the Lord. May you be grateful to God for everything that he keeps doing in your life. Hallelujah. We also said that one of the key ways by which you can express thankfulness is to continue serving the Lord. There are some of us here, the moment you're exposed to a certain kind of money, you actually become mad. You go berserk. You see, you're not having money has made you humble, and it's even good for you. It's the best thing that ever happened to you. God has withheld you from going berserk. Do you understand going berserk? Berserk means just say, adrenal boom. Why is it touchy? So sometimes the Lord will have to keep you sober so that you can concentrate serving him. Because when you become, but one day a guy, I was very, very surprised at what I heard. He said that, why should I give my money to the church? And why should I give my money to the pastor to chop? Does he know how much I earn? I earn $10,000 a month. Does he know? I said, but even the thing you are saying doesn't make sense, really. Doesn't really, really make sense. Then, he said, me, I will never pay my tithe. Unfortunately for him. All those monies, he used it at a kidney unit. Very sad. At a point, he had to be flown outside for them to do kidney transplant. Then after that experience, he lifted his hand and said, I'll give my life to Jesus Christ. You see, Christo no banja, either Saudi Niji Baba now this Ubeba. As for the bow you bow. You have to be very wise on time. Or else a certain situation will make you to bow. And unfortunately, it will be a continuous painful experience that you'll be going through when you can enjoy serving him with gratitude and gladness. Say amen to that. Yeah. May God help us to be small in our minds and in our hearts. We should see ourselves small. Listen to what Paul says in Acts chapter 26, verse 22. He says, having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day, witnessing both to small and great, saying none other things than those things which the prophets and Moses did say should come. So you can see Paul. Paul said, I have come to continue what the prophet have been saying. I've come to continue what the preachers have been preaching. I am a continuation, and I am serving my generation by presenting the same gospel to them. That was Paul. And he was very grateful. You see, because Paul's situation was a unique situation. Whatever evil he was engaging in, he thought he was doing God a favor. He was doing God a favor. By virtue of his background, he felt that the Christians were teaching blasphemous things. How can Gentiles have access to the kingdom? Why should they be preaching such preaching? So he catches them and he kills them. He can so that such preachers will not be around. But Paul, he said, I did it ignorantly. He said, I was injurious to the church. I was a blasphemer. And I did all this ignorantly. But God was merciful unto me. So you can see that this guy was working ignorantly into hell until he found Jesus, who reorganized and redirected his life. And so he's grateful. Look, the things that that man went through, it wasn't easy, just because of the gospel. One day they caught him because he had gone to preach somewhere, and the people had gone to report him that he had become a nuisance in the city. Hey, preaching of the gospel. So they caught him, and the Bible says they took him to the magistrate, and they sentenced them, and they beat them mercilessly, and they asked them to write a bond of good behavior. They should write that they will not preach the gospel in that city again. And the Bible says, through the beatings and everything, they moved to the next city and they preached with fire. He said, through much tribulation, we must enter the kingdom. Are you ready to suffer this tribulation? Small boy who just bounced you, you say you will serve God again. You were bounced like a tennis ball. You say you will serve God again because God has disappointed you. It's not God who disappointed you. It's the guy, the wrong guy you chose who disappointed you. Even as you went into the relationship, you didn't even consult God. That God, is this your will for my life? And then now that the thing is not working, God is the one to be blamed. May God have mercy on us. Number three. Say thank you to God by witnessing relentlessly to both the small and the great. Some of us, we know how to witness to the great because of what we'll get. Oh, akwa we oye MD, chale mi ko chano wed pa no oye born again pa, the old best time home, 5,000 Ghana be me fine. Listen to me, the gospel is to everyone. The gospel is not to the rich. Actually, the gospel is to the poor. Jesus said, the spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Hallelujah. To preach the gospel to the world, to the poor. Amen. Now, the fourth way of saying thank you is accepting to relentlessly preach about the cross and the suffering of Christ. The Bible says that the preaching of the cross is the power of God unto salvation. The preaching of the cross is the power of God unto salvation. Sometimes it feels like the preaching of the cross really doesn't mean anything. But you notice that after you have preached the cross and the blood that was shed, after that you see the release of power. Look at the crusades. As the prophet is preaching, he's just talking about Jesus and him crucified. When he's done, look at the miracles. Look at the power of God. Because listen to me. The power of God is released as you preach the gospel. Because the gospel that saves, I'm telling you. When you teach about 9 steps to becoming financially independent, you can teach it, but it takes the wisdom of God to make somebody financially independent. 27 ways by which you can have a healthy marriage. 7 steps to gladness in life. 22 reasons why you can become a millionaire. Don't you see all these books on the shelves? Don't you see people reading all these books? Have they become millionaires? Because the power of God is what makes you into what He wants you to become. Oh, yes. It's the power of God. It's the power of God. Hallelujah. You have a problem with these guys who have not been to school, who are doing their ministries. You are saying that, oh, these guys, I don't even know why they preach the way they preach. They do what they do. You see, you who went to school, what are you doing with the gospel? You were the type of person Jesus would have loved to use for the kingdom work. And you did it. And then somebody who went up to class 1 is now doing it and making a lot of mistakes. But the conscience and the heart is right towards God. Who they also go to school? Who grab PhD? PhD, so you don't even have time for church. You don't have time for the kingdom work. And yet you point accusing fingers. Look at this guy. He is a false prophet. You, how did you know he's a false prophet? How did you know he's a false prophet? He is expressing appreciation to God. And you see that all these same guys, in their ignorance, God has still prospered them. And people are very, very, very jealous of them. Sometimes I see jealousy, Keke. They are jealous of them. Look at the kind of car you use. Look at this. You see, it's the way they have been in bondage for a long time. So as God has blessed them, they want to express the goodness of the Lord. Is somebody understanding what I say? That is the understanding of how to express it. So you'll be shocked that what you are accusing, the motive behind it is right. Except that the method possibly is wrong. Am I helping somebody in the house of God? May God help us. Turn to somebody and tell him, may God help you to preach Christ. May God help you to express your love for Him. Are you too busy to serve God? Then you are too busy. Turn to your neighbor, tell him, are you too busy to serve God? Are you too busy to work for the Lord? Ask him, are you too busy to spend time with the Lord? Then tell him that you are too busy. Amen. The fifth way to express thank you, not by verbalizing, but by doing, is that you must serve God to the point that people will call you a madman for God. At a point, people will think that you are mad. Oh, yeah. I got to that stage of my life when my mother thought that something was happening to his son. Because tongues no dos dodo. Every now and then, he gathers people. They are praying. They say they are going to Agbom. Do you know Agbom? Do you know Agbom? Huh? Uh-huh, because you come from there. Look, we were fast. We were some 4 guys, crazy guys in town. We were fast for days. And there was storm Agbom. We entered the city preaching Christ. Miracles happening in our teens. So at a point, my mother said, no, something is wrong. I'm a deaconess in church, but I think this one is taking it too far. He's taking it too far. Something is wrong. He went to call some elders to come and talk to me. By that time, I mean, the power of charismatism had broken out so strong. And here I was in a very good church, but I felt that no, omonyanam. So I remember when one of the elders said that, we have a beautiful church. We have a youth church. Why won't you just be there? And I said, I don't flow. Then the man went, Grandma, can you give me some water? Then he poured the water. I said, flow, no, mean, I said, flow. He said, the way I'm sure no flow, no. He said, is it how you cannot flow? I said, I don't know, but I don't belong. I spoke out of ignorance. Because that was the same church that raised me when I was a little child. And I was speaking out of ignorance because I had so much zeal, but the knowledge attached to it was deficient. Hallelujah. But God knew my mind, and he knew that I loved him, and he knew that I wanted to take him serious and to take him very, very far. Form two boy, we will go to a fancy primary school. They will gather the whole school. A form two boy will be standing there, will be preaching the gospel. A donkey will be standing there. You say, I really admire these little boys. The power with which they speak. I didn't go to fancy him. I went to Addis Ababa. And then we are invited. The whole school, evening service. People said we were mad. But you see, you are preserving your dignity. You are preserving yourself. You feel that, oh, if people say that I'm mad, something wrong is happening to me. But let me tell you something. I prefer to be mad for Jesus than to be mad for the world. Because listen, whatever you think and whatever you say, there's madness in the system. Who you are mad for is what is most important. Because some of you are mad when it comes to cars. Some of you are mad when it comes to soccer. You say you are very cool, but when you are playing soccer, you should see you in the house. Hey, you'll be jumping all over the place. Meanwhile, people think that you are a very cool guy. Some of you are mad for girls. When you see girls, then your eyes are twinkling like that. I mean, what you hate to see is a girl. If a man makes a mistake to wear skirt, cry, your eyes will be twinkling. You have such a big problem with anything that identifies with a girl. Hallelujah. But you must be at the place where you serve God to the extent that people say, no, you must get to that point. I said, you should not be moderate. I said, you should not be moderate. You must go all out. I said, you must go all out serving the Lord. Oh, yes. I thank God that I met this Jesus when I was 9 years old. And I thank God that I didn't waste my youth. I thank God that I spent quality time of my life serving him. It's a privilege. You might not have that privilege. You went on an excursion in the world. You have just come. Go all out for him. Hallelujah. Because it's not about he that willeth or he that runneth, but it is God who shows mercy. I see God showing you mercy. I see the Lord showing you mercy. I see a certain mercy coming on you that will stir up something in you, erupt something in you to work for the master. Hallelujah. Paul, standing before the council with King Agrippa and Governor Festus, Paul was defending himself. He had had an encounter with the Lord. The fire was burning in him so fresh. Somebody who was at a point going to be executed, at a point a decision was going to be taken, his life was at stake. But he didn't miss words. He went all out to talk about this Jesus that he had found. In Acts chapter 26, verse 24, the Bible says, and as he thus spake for himself, Festus said with a loud voice, Paul, thou art beside yourself. It means that Paul, you are becoming mad now. Much learning that make thee mad. Much learning make thee mad. New Living Translation version says, NLT. Suddenly Festus shouted, Paul, you are insane. Too much study has made you crazy. The man loved the Lord so much for what he had done that his means of expressing appreciation to him made people define him as a madman. Message Bible. That was too much for Festus. He interrupted with a shout, Paul, you are crazy. You've read too many books, spent too much time starting off into space. Get a grip on yourself. Get back in the real world. Of course, when you are serving the Lord, people will say that you should understand that you are in the real world. But I'm telling you that we are not governed and ruled by the world system. We are governed and ruled by God's word. That is why the Bible says, the just shall live by his faith. His faith in what? His faith in Christ. His faith in the word of God. A just person, a righteous person, you live by your faith. Listen to this. Apostle Paul was so fervent in his preaching that people thought he was mad. Festus turned and told him in a loud voice, Paul, you are beside yourself. Much learning seems to have made you mad. There is a way you can serve God until people think you have gone crazy. If people do not find you odd, your passion and zeal is not at the highest level. You must be filled with passion and zeal for God. God has done so much for you. How many can see that God has done so much for you? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The times that you were so frustrated that you wanted to give up your life. But God, by his mercy, just redeemed you. Yeah. Some of you, you don't know your mother, you don't know your father. But some way, somehow, God has taken care of you. You can be grateful for that. When you think about the cross, you tend to wonder why Jesus went to these lengths to save us. If God wanted to save his people, why all the drama with the cross? I mean, because if you want to save people, all you just do is that you just organize some angels to come around. You know, kill all the demons around and then, chale, you put the people into some safe place. But the Bible says that according to law, almost all things are purged with blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. So it's not just being saved physically, but it's being remitted, being readmitted into the kingdom through the shedding of the blood. Hallelujah. A price had to be paid. I said a price had to be paid. Jesus paid it all. And you need to appreciate him for that. Hallelujah. To say thank you, number six, to God, you need to reject the world's opinion. You see, the world has a system. There are different systems within the cosmic world. And the world has a way they operate. Hallelujah. The best way to become prosperous is to retain. True or not true? The best way to get sometimes even is to cheat. That's the world's way. You see, they don't use the word cheat. They play with words. They call it shrewd, cunning, smart. And even some have even gone further to say wisdom. Yes, it is your wisdom, but it's a worldly kind of wisdom. But listen to me. If you are going to allow the world system to operate through you, you miss. I said you miss. I said you miss. Amen. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, our brother John, senior brother John, was admonishing the church. He said, love not the world. Now, when we talk about loving the world, we are talking about the systems of the world. The world has a certain system. You know, when you smoke cigar, it's like you are the itch. You see, blow, it's like you are, it means you are categorized among a certain class of people. One day I was just talking to a mate of mine. Then I asked him that, are you going to let your son come to us? He said, no. Mempedobanuri. But he, up to today, he smokes weed. And he speaks about it so confidently. As we were talking, he just took a roll. I said, musician, how far? And then he took a cigar. Then I said, Kwame, so when will you grow up? I said, Charlie, Miss Ropa. I told my wife, you should tell him that. On Pesco Bio, in Cranea, Anaya, Uncle Desco. I said, look at you. And then the other guy, are you with me? The other guy said that, oh, but the weed smoking is not a disco that we go to learn it. Because I started it before I went to a disco, primary school. Can you imagine people who are saying the smoking, talking about smoking of weed with such an impudence? But that's how the world is. When people are describing the drinks that they drink. Me, I don't drink Black Label. I drink what label? Single malt or Blue Label. Blue Label is a lower rank. Pastor Albert. Hey! Charlie, you need to express thanks to God, I tell you, by going all out in the name of Jesus. Single what malt? Middle malt, I know, is bitter malt. And Malta Guinness. And Green Label. There's Green Label. How many know that there's Green Label? Yeah, you see, you are putting your hands up. Look at you. Mercy. Put your hands together for Jesus. He's done so much for us. He deserves it all. He deserves it all. Hallelujah. And as I bring my message to a close, the last I want to talk about is that say thank you to God by desiring others to serve God just like you. Hallelujah. You must desire that others will serve God like you serve the Lord. What do you think about that? You must bear fruit after your kind. It must be said that your influence has affected many people around you. It must not be said that you have rather moved with corrupt people and they have corrupted you. Hallelujah. In Acts chapter 26, verse 28 to 29, the Bible said, then Agrippa said unto Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. A man is standing before the council and he's speaking. By the time he was almost done, King Agrippa said, no, Paul, I almost became born again. He felt so convinced. And you know, there are people who are in a certain position. The only reason why they are not responding is because the sect they belong to has influenced them in such a way that they feel bad. And they feel odd among that group. Yeah. Look at John chapter 3 as we close. Jesus had a discourse with Nicodemus. Nicodemus was a great man. Nicodemus was a Pharisee. Huh? And the Bible said there was a man of the Pharisees. Listen very carefully and catch a revelation here. Named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. He was a ruler. A ruler. The same came to Jesus by night. Now the question is, why did he come to Jesus by night? He sneaked. He sneaked to come and look for Jesus. He had gotten to the point where he was convinced that Jesus was the Son of God. But the sect he belonged to rejected Jesus and his message. And so sometimes you are influenced by the group of friends you move with. The group of friends, because they laugh at Christians and everything. Instead of breaking out, that relationship you cherish so much that you reject the word of God. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know. Listen, this is Nicodemus speaking. How come he's saying we instead of I? So it means that when they had their inner caucus meeting, they were convinced that Jesus was the Son of God. But because of the clique of people they were moving with, they didn't want to make it appear as if they have accepted it. Be very careful the group you move with. Be very careful the group you interact with. Because you can lose out your salvation just by virtue of the group you move with. He says, we know. What do they know? What do they know? We know that thou art a teacher, come from God. We know. So why were they fighting him if they knew? Why did they reject his message if they knew? We know. That thou art a teacher, come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Can you imagine? Look at what a Pharisee is saying. A Pharisee has been convinced, and he felt that, no, if I continue to be around this, my people, I will lose my salvation. Let me sneak and go and see. And some of you have to be very, very careful. There are some people you are moving with there. You will find them in heaven, and then you will find yourself in hell. Those of you who used to go to discos when you were in school, there were some mates you go to disco, Pastor Albert, there were some mates you go to disco with. After you go and come back, you have hangover, they go back and they study. When they finish their O levels, they had distinction. You had GCE pass. Are there people who have encountered such people like that before? Yeah. And you were so disappointed because you felt that we were all fooling together. And if we are fooling together, we should bump together. It doesn't work that way. So Nicodemus was seeking his salvation because he had a revelation about Jesus Christ. And he did it as an individual because he understood that I was born into this world alone. I only met this sect in the world and I shall live alone. I must work out my salvation with fear and trembling. Some of you, you do things not because you are convinced to do, but the peer pressure. The friends you move with, the people you move with, You all the people you are moving with, they drink. So as you are sitting down there, you have tried to do malt, you see, so that it looks like Golda. Do they still have Golda? I better do this. Now you are my consultant. You know, it's as if Golda or Guinness or something, so that at least you are quite close. And then the people are just saying that, but you how you feel drink Golda? Tell it more man the Guinness for. And so they give you the Guinness and you are also drinking the thing. And you are laughing and you are acting happy. Just because of the set you belong to. But I pray for you in the name of Jesus. That you will understand that you were born into this world alone. You will live alone. You will answer for everything alone. And so seek your salvation with fear and with trembling. Yeah. Seek it with fear and trembling. The Bible says, then Agrippa said, Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Look at the message, how he puts it. Look at the message version, how he puts it. He said that, but Agrippa did answer, keep this up much longer and you will make a Christian out of me. Continue preaching, because as you are preaching, I can feel that power is being released. I can feel that my mind is being renewed. I can feel that something is changing about me. Continue speaking, because you will make a Christian out of me. Continue preaching. Don't stop preaching. There are some people that you encounter. Don't give up on them. Keep preaching. One day you will make a Christian out of them. I said one day you make a Christian out of them. I said one day. That is your way to express thank you to Jesus. One day you will make a Christian out of them. Continue. Continue with that scripture. Paul, still in chains. As this guy was talking, he was actually in bonds. He was in chains. He was in fetters. As he was talking, there were chains held to his leg and to his hands. As he was preaching. Some of you, when you are in a situation that is not conducive, you don't want to know anything about the work of God. You only serve God when everything is going well. You are a fair weather kind of Christian. When life goes well. The man had been bound in chains, yet he was preaching. Paul, still in chains, said, that's what I am praying for. Whether now or later, and not only you, but everyone listening today, to become like me, except, of course, for this prison jewelry. It's powerful. It's powerful. I love this man called Paul. That name, they don't even want. When you are called Paul, the Jews don't like it at all. The Jews hate Paul so much that they feel that he has introduced new things into their system. Yeah. New things into their system. But I believe strongly that God used him to touch the lives of the people. Amen. But of course, there are Messianic Jews who, to an extent, don't believe in Jesus Christ. They have their own thoughts about Paul. But whether you think about him as an evil man or you think about him as spoiling your sect, he has something to offer to his generation. Apostle Paul was so grateful to God for saving him and putting him in his service. He said to the king, I wish everybody would be like me. Of course, I would not want everybody to be a prisoner like I am. But I really wish everyone would serve God as much as I do. If you really love the Lord, and if you are grateful to him, you will want others to love God in the same way. When you have found a good thing, you will always want to share it with others. Other people are going to be glad when they find Jesus in the same way that you have found him. I've always wanted all my friends to serve the Lord and to love the Lord. I've always wanted people to appreciate God and to love him as much as I try to. One day, he says, I met a doctor who was fully dedicated to his medical practice. I told him that there was something higher and greater than medicine. I encouraged him to serve the Lord, because serving the Lord is far greater than serving medical profession. It is a good thing to be a doctor, but it is greater to serve the Lord. Serving Jesus is what is called the higher calling, or the high calling. When you are a medical doctor, you look after the bodies of men. But when you are in the ministry, you look after the spirits and the souls of men. The part of men that is going to live forever. There are pastors who do not want their children to be ministers of the gospel. They want their children to be lawyers and judges. Why would you want your child to do something different from what you are doing? If what you are doing is a great thing, you should desire all your children to live the way you lived. Amen. May we serve God in our prime. May we serve God in our lifetime. May we serve him now that we have breath. May we serve him now that we have good health. May we serve him now that we are young. Because the Bible says that a night cometh when no man can serve him anymore. As we close our eyes, I just want to ask you that as you sit and you hear, the question is that if you were offered the opportunity to serve him, will you? Always remember that we don't have time on our hands. Eternity is just a step away. Life is very short. Can you please bow your heads as we pray? Life is very short. We don't have much time on earth. And you want to say, Lord, help me to give something. Offer my life. I want to offer my life to you. I want to offer something to you. I pray for your mercy. Help me. But you cannot do that without first having an encounter with Jesus, the Savior of the world and the Master. And you want to say, Bishop, pray for me. I want Jesus to come into my heart to be the Lord of my life. Wherever you are sitting, you want me to pray with you because you want to take this decision to serve the Lord. Just lift your right hand wherever you are. I'm going to pray for you. Today might be your only chance. We can't tell what will happen tomorrow. We don't have a clue what tomorrow holds for us. Don't feel shy. Today is your day. Tomorrow might be too late. Just lift your right hand. I'm going to pray for you right now. Lift it above your head. God bless you. Lift it above your head. Run to the mercy seat of Jesus. Oh yes, the mercy of God is available to save you and to redeem you. Thank you, Lord. 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 Lift your hand. Just pray this simple prayer. Say, Lord Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for dying for me. I believe you are the Son of God. I acknowledge you as Lord of my life. Please forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart and be the Lord of my life. From today, please have mercy on me. I want to dedicate my life to you. And I want to serve you all the days of my life. Thank you for your love towards me. I'm grateful. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. Father, we bless and thank you for the many, O God, who have taken this decision. Somebody watching me on TV. Somebody watching me, O God, on social media. Somebody right here, Lord. Thank you that your love, O God, is enveloping that person. And from today, they are going to walk serving you and pleasing you in all that they do. Forgive them, Lord, and show them great mercy. Let your mercy prevail over their lives. In Jesus' precious name, and all said, Amen.